The plan for a hydrogen economy involves the increased use of hydrogen as a fuel for transport, particularly in hydrogen-powered cars. However, in this context, hydrogen isn't used as a direct energy source, like coal or oil, but is instead used as an energy carrier and needs to go through a fuel cell in order to produce the electricity needed to power a motor, as Aman Deer explained when I met him on campus alongside one of the university's hydrogen cars.
There are six different types of fuel cells, and the simplest to explain probably is the so-called proton exchange membrane fuel cell, PEM fuel cell, which conceptually just joins hydrogen ions and oxygen ions together to produce water, and the electrons are then released around an external circuit which can be used in any application. The fuel cell is made up of several different layers. The so-called membrane electrode assembly, which consists of a catalyst layer, a gas diffusion layer, and a membrane times two. So you have a catalyst layer and a gas diffusion layer on both sides of the electrode. One electrode is used for the fuel, so in this case hydrogen. So H2 comes in and is broken down to H++ ions. On the other side, the air comes in and oxygen is grabbed. So it's the oxygen side. The oxygen, O2, is broken into O2 minus. And the H+ ions migrate from one side through the membrane and join with the O2 minus on the other side to produce the water. And the electrons then travel around the external circuit, which can then be applied to any load that requires electricity, such as a motor, a light bulb, whatever.
Now, well, we are in the engineering lab here at the university, and you've got a hydrogen car in front of us. So it's about the size of, say, a smart car.
So it's approximately 2.5 metres in length and about 1.5 metres to 1.8 metres in height and about 1.5 metres in width. So it is, yes, it's a super mini-sized vehicle.
How is this really designed then? So you've got the fuel cell here at the front of the car. How is this all combined together to make this car move?
Well, the powertrain behind this hydrogen hybrid vehicle, the key thing, it's actually a hybrid, it's not a pure hydrogen vehicle, is that the fuel will come in and be stored in a hydrogen tank at 350 bar. It is then fed into the fuel cell, and the fuel cell does its job of converting the hydrogen into H+ ions, and then the electrons are freed. And the electrons then go forward to either charge a set of batteries or power an electric motor. So primarily it will charge an electric battery, and the batteries will then drive the motor, and the motor then drives the wheels. So this vehicle will give you a 0-60 of 6.1 seconds. So essentially it's no different to an electric vehicle. 80% is similar. The only difference is that you don't plug it into a wall to get your electricity. We generate our own electricity on board.